Jaya Yashodanantana Jaya Vrajajanaranjana Jaya Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari
Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parigacharya అష్టోత్తర సదశ్రీ శ్రీమతి స్టీవెన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్కి జాయ్, అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి జాయ్, గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి జాయ్.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 9th క్యాంటో 20th చాప్టర్. Because it is a new chapter, we will read the summary first. The chapter is entitled The Dynasty of Puru. This chapter describes the history of Puru and his descendant Dushmanta. The son of Puru was Janamejaya and his son was Prachinwan. The sons and grandsons in the lines of Prachinwan, one after another, were Pravira, Manushya, Charupada, Sudya, Bhagugava, Samyati, Agamyati, and Raudrashva. Raudrashva had 10 sons, Rityu, Kakshayu, Standleyu, Krityuka, Jaleyu, Sanateyu, Dharmeyu, Shateyu, Ruteyu, and Vaneyu. The son of Ruteyu was Rantinava, who had 3 sons, Sumati, Duruva, and Apratirtha. The son of Apratirtha was Kanva, and Kanva's son was Medhatithi. The sons of Medhatithi, headed by Prakshana, were all Brahmanas. The son of Rantinava, named Sumati, had a son named Rebi, and his son was Dushmanta. While hunting in the forest, Dushmanta once approached the ashram of Maharishi Kanva, where he saw an extremely beautiful woman and became attracted to her. That woman was the daughter of Vishwamitra, and her name was Sakuntala. Her mother was Menaka, who had left her in the forest, where Kanva Muni found her. Kanva Muni brought her to his ashrama, where he raised and maintained her. When Sakuntala accepted Maharaj Dushmanta as her husband, he married her according to the Gandharva Vidhi. Sakuntala later became pregnant by her husband, who left her in the ashram of Kanva Muni and returned to his kingdom. In due course of time, Sakuntala gave birth to a Vaishnava son, but Dushmanta, having returned to the capital, forgot what had taken place. Therefore, when Sakuntala approached him with her newly born child, Maharaj Dushmanta refused to accept them as his wife and son. Later, however, after a mysterious woman, the king accepted them. After Maharaj Dushmanta's death, Bharata, the son of Sakuntala, was enthroned. He performed many great sacrifices, in which he gave great riches in charity to the Brahmanas. This chapter ends by describing the birth of Bharatvaja and how Maharaj Bharata accepted Bharatvaja as his son. So we will read the first text. Shri Vadarayani Vuvacha Puror Vamsham Pravakshyami Yatra Jatoshi Bharata Yatra Rajarishayo Vamsya Brahma Vamsya Shajajnire Shri Padarayanir Vuvacha Puror Vamsham Pravakshyami Yatra Jatoshi Bharata Yatra Rajarishayo Vamsya Brahma Vamsya Shajajnire Shri Vadarayanir Vuvacha Puror Vamsham Pravakshyami Yatra Jatoshi Bharata Yatra Rajarishayo Vamsya Brahma Vamsya Shajajnire. శ్రీ బాదరాయణి ఉవాచ. శ్రీ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి సెడ్, పురోవంశం, ద డైనస్టీ ఆఫ్ మహారాజ్ పురు, ప్రవాక్ష్యామి, నౌ ఐ షల్ నెరేట్, యత్ర ఇన్ విచ్ డైనస్టీ, జాత అషి, యువర్ బాండ్, భారత, ఓ మహారాజ్ పరీక్షత్, డిసెంటెంట్ ఆఫ్ మహారాజ్ భారత్, యత్ర ఇన్ విచ్ డైనస్టీ, రాజ ఋషయో, ఆల్ ద కింగ్స్ వర్ సెయింట్లీ, వంశయ వన్ ఆఫ్టర్ అనదర్, బ్రహ్మవంశయ మెనీ బ్రాహ్మణ డైనస్టీస్, చ ఆల్సో జాజ్నిరే గ్రూ అప్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి సెడ్, ఓ మహారాజ్ పరీక్షత్, డిసెంటెంట్ ఆఫ్ మహారాజ్ భరత, ఐ షాల్ నౌ డిస్క్రైబ్ ద డైనస్టీ ఆఫ్ పురు ఇన్ విచ్ యు ఆర్ బాండ్, ఇన్ విచ్ మెనీ సెయింట్లీ కింగ్స్ అపియర్డ్ అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ విచ్ మెనీ డైనస్టీస్ ఆఫ్ బ్రాహ్మణస్ బిగాన్. పర్పోర్ట్ బై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. దెర్ ఆర్ మెనీ హిస్టారికల్ ఇన్స్టెన్సెస్ బై విచ్ వీ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ that from Kshatriyas many Brahmanas have been born, and that from Brahmanas many Kshatriyas have been born. The Lord himself says in Bhagavad Gita 4.13, Chaturvarnyam Mayasrastam Gunakarma Vibhagashah. According to the three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, the four divisions of human society were created by me. Therefore, regardless of the family in which one takes birth, when one is qualified with the symptoms of a particular section, he is to be described accordingly. Yal lakshanam proktam. One's place in the varna divisions of society is determined according to one's symptoms or qualities. This is maintained everywhere in the Shastra. Birth is a secondary consideration. The first consideration is one's qualities and activities. There are also few more verses where there is only translation. I will just read them, or you will read them next class. Oh, different topic. Okay, good. Thank you.
ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాందస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాఖయా చక్షురోన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకథామయ్యం తతాతీశ్వపతాంతికం. యే కృష్ణకరుణాసింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత శ్రీరాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి శ్రీరాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుశ్రుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరూపస్య కృపా సింధుప్యే వచ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాషది గౌరభక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దీనతారణం.
సీకింగ్ ద బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది అసెంబ్ల్డ్ వైష్ణవస్ సో దట్ వీ క్యాన్ డిస్కస్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ రిలవెంట్ టు అవర్ ఓన్ లైఫ్స్. ది మెయిన్ పాయింట్ Srila Prabhupada makes in this particular purport is how the based on like one's varna and varna is based on the qualities, based on the qualities developed by a particular personalities. Here we can see that how from kshatriyas brahmanas came and from brahmanas kshatriyas like came. So both based on the qualities, one is going to be determined as a brahmana or a kshatriya or a vaishya or sudra. So everything is based on the qualities one cultivates. So that is the like major theme in this particular text. And let's see like how it is relevant to us. So we might say like, oh, I'm not really a brahmana or a kshatriya, so it is not relevant to me. But this is something which is very very like appropriate like for us to discuss, especially on this particular day, which is the appearance of Gopal Bhatta Goswami and disappearance day of Ramachandra Kaviraj, great like Vaishnavas. So let's look at the like practical significance of this particular verse. So we see from here that based on qualities, one's position is determined. And we hear from the scriptures that Vaishnavas are greater than Brahmanas. Brahmanas are situated in the mode of goodness, but Vaishnavas, they are situated in the mode of pure goodness, or like, you know, they are in transcendence. So a true Vaishnava should have the qualities of a Brahmana and much more, in much greater detail. So when we look at the qualities of a Vaishnava, there are so many of them. Scriptures are filled with so many different qualities a devotee has to cultivate. So if you are going to be talking about all these qualities, we are going to be sitting here forever. So what we will do is maybe like, you know, we can highlight some qualities, but just for the sake of completion, I would like to read Srila Prabhupada's purport from Srimad Bhagavatam 5th canto 18th chapter 12th verse, where Srila Prabhupada list the 26 prominent qualities of a Vaishnava. Krishnaraj Kaviraj lists the following 26 qualities of a Vaishnava. 1. He is very kind to everyone. 2. He does not make anyone his enemy. 3. He is truthful. 4. He is equal to everyone.
5. No one can find any fault in him. 6. He is magnanimous. 7. He is mild. 8. He is always clean. 9. He is without possessions. 10. He works for everyone's benefit. 11. He is very peaceful. 12. He is always surrendered to Krishna. 13. He has no material desires. 13. He has no material desires. 14. He is very meek. 15. He is steady. 16. He controls his senses. 17. He does not eat more than required. 18. He is not influenced by the Lord's illusory energy. 19. He offers respect to everyone. 20. He does not desire any respect for himself. 21. He is very grave. 22. He is merciful. 23. He is friendly. 24. He is poetic. 25. He is expert. And 26. He is silent. So these are the 26 like major qualities of a Vaishnava. But obviously a Vaishnava has many more qualities than these 26. These are the prominent qualities. So as aspiring Vaishnavas, our mood has to be how we can cultivate these qualities. So as we can see from this particular text, only by cultivation of certain qualities we are going to be categorized in different categories, Vaishnava, the Kshatriyas or Sudras or Brahmanas and so on and so forth. Similarly, when we are trying to be a Vaishnava, we need to make sure that we are cultivating these Vaishnava qualities. So that means we need to be contemplating on what kind of qualities we are exhibiting and what can we do to actually cultivate those qualities which we are not actually developed yet. So scriptures do tell us that we don't need to make a separate endeavor to cultivate these qualities. So when we surrender to the Lord, so based on the extent of our surrender, the Lord is going to be pleased and He is going to be giving us all these qualities like an ornament. So He is going to be putting different ornaments of these wonderful Vaishnava qualities on us, and He is going to be happy to see us developing these Vaishnava qualities. In essence, the Lord is the one who is giving us those. So that particular understanding is given within the scriptures. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that we need to take a lackadaisical approach and sit there and say that, okay, I am going to be doing whatever mediocre services I might be doing and thinking that the Lord is going to be giving me all these wonderful qualities. We also need to put in our endeavor. So scripture teaches us that there is an easiest way to develop different Vaishnava qualities. One of those ways is to read about the pastimes of different exalted Vaishnavas who are exhibiting a particular quality. For example, if you want to develop the quality of tolerance, we can hear Prahlad Maharaj's pastimes, where we can see that how he was so tolerant, how he was fully how he was having that full confidence. He had full confidence that the Lord is going to protect him. Though he was put in so many different calamities, he did not even his mind did not even deviate for a second. He did not even deviate for a bit. So when we read and discuss about the glories of different Vaishnavas who are exhibiting different qualities, then we will also be naturally attracted to those qualities when we are reading the pastimes or when we are discussing about the pastimes of these Vaishnavas, we are actually associating with these Vaishnavas. By their association, we are going to be getting infected with their quality. So like often Srila Prabhupada says, like, you know, when devotees ask like how we can develop this particular quality or that particular quality, Prabhupada, like, you know, says that how can you become a drunkard? Like that is his answer. Like, you know, you become a drunkard by associating with those who are drinking. So if you want to become humble, then you have to associate with someone who is humble. If you want to become tolerant, you need to associate with somebody who is exhibiting the quality of tolerance. So that is what, like, you know, Srila Prabhupada like often like mentions. So the about the association, importance of the association, how by associating we can develop different qualities. So that is one aspect of developing these like Vaishnava qualities. And second one is we can actually introspect what kind of qualities we are exhibiting. And one thing which I was trying to do was at the end of the day, just meditating on how the day went. So what we did and what we did not do, and the next day when we wake up, we meditate on how we can improve ourselves. How can we be better Vaishnavas? If we are not going to be like in a contemplating like this, then often we are going to be like in a stuck. Our progress in devotional service is going to be like in a stagnant. But I did hear from different senior devotees that there is nothing called stagnation in devotional service. Either we progress in devotional service or we just like, you know, go down. So nothing called like, you know, being like stagnant. So we need to be like very, very careful to like, you know, like we need to be like very mindful that we want to like make, even if it is a very small advancement, we need to always look for ways to like keep on advancing. And this particular kind of meditation is very useful, wherein we can like, you know, at the end of the day we can meditate on what we did throughout the day. So if our aim is to cultivate some of these Vaishnava qualities, then we can look at, okay, like I want to become humble. Did I exhibit humility throughout the day towards like anybody? Was I tolerant? So like that, when we look back at that particular day, we can see that, oh, I want to become tolerant, but I was not tolerant. This particular devotee was like asking me for something, and then I was kind of like, you know, frustrated and yelled at this devotee. And where is my Vaishnava compassion? Because like one of the qualities is that, you know, we need to be compassionate towards others, especially the Vaishnavas. So when we contemplate on those, then we can take a step back and evaluate ourselves. What am I doing? So when we don't do those, what happens is that we are going to be acting within that particular moment. Somebody is going to say something to us, then we will be kind of exploding and chastising the person, or acting in a really prideful like manner, or we will be doing so many different things which is going to be contrary to these Vaishnava qualities. So my like humble request to like, you know, like all of like, you know, like everyone here including myself is, from like, you know, like today onwards, let us take this seriously and let us like, you know, like meditate like every day, like, you know, like once a day, like, you know, at the end of the day before going to bed, let us meditate on what we did throughout the day. in terms of our services or our connection with the spiritual master and the Lord, and whether we exhibited any qualities or how we can improve. And then when the next day comes, that meditation continues further and we think about what can we do better, how can we be little better, little bit more humble, little bit more tolerant, can I go out of my way to become like humble or become tolerant. It is not that, like, you know, we need to go and ask the devotee, please chastise me, I want to become tolerant, not like that. But, like, you know, like, we can meditate on what service we can do which is going to make us little bit more like humbler or little bit more tolerant or grateful or whatever quality we want to cultivate. For example, if you want to be like humble, we can do some like very menial service to somebody, right? If nobody wants to clean the bathroom, so we can go and clean or something like that. So this kind of meditation would really like assist us in developing these like Vaishnava qualities. And another thing which like often I hear from senior devotees is that we need to have like periodical like checks. Every day doing this kind of meditation might be little too much for some, because we might not be able to see like in like huge difference in the cultivation of various qualities. If we are not careful, that is going to backfire. Then every day we are thinking, oh, like I was such a rascal, I will never be able to like, you know, cultivate any like Vaishnava qualities, like that we will become kind of like, you know, morose, there is no like, you know, chance for me, I will never become a devotee, what is the use of even like, you know, practicing devotional service, because I don't have any hope, so let me just give up things. Like that, you know, like if it is not done properly, it can backfire also. So often senior Vaishnavas, they recommend that we do this kind of meditation, let's say like, you know, once a month or once in quarter or whatever it is, so we can at least see whether there is any change. So when we do those for like after a significant amount of time, we better have some kind of improvement. If you don't see any improvement, there is something wrong. Either we are committing Vaishnava aparad, or we are not putting our heart into whatever services we are doing, we are not chanting properly, or we are not hearing properly. We can identify the root cause of those, then we can try to seek guidance and assistance so that we can fix those. Because we should be, if we are practicing everything properly, we should be able to see the result in terms of development of different Vaishnava qualities. So that is the like in the main topic I wanted to like discuss. So often when we read these kind of like verses, the tendency is that, well, like, you know, it is not applicable to me, like, you know, this particular verse is talking about like, you know, Kshatriyas and Brahmanas. I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not, in some sense you can say like Brahmana, that or this or whatever it is. So it is not going to be applicable to me, and there is no nothing which we can really like apply in our own lives. But when we look at these verses carefully, in each and every verse we can find tons and tons of application points. So that is my like, you know, like another like, you know, like request to like all of us, whenever we read like scriptures or whenever we render any particular service, let us like approach them in a like prayerful mood, so that we can get some realizations which can be useful for our own daily like application. Because the scriptures are like the desire trees. If we approach the scriptures with a particular desire, they are going to be responding to us with that particular, like whatever is our desire, they are going to fulfill that. If I am going to be interested in some material sense gratification, then when I look at a particular verse, that is what I am going to see. And if my aim is to, if the goal or if the intention when we read the scripture is to see how we can learn from the scriptures so that we can develop these Vaishnava qualities, or we can strengthen our own relationship with our spiritual master and Krishna, then that is what the scriptures are going to reveal. So that is one thing which we can meditate on. We can see that practically when we look at each of these verses, sometimes yesterday Subal Prabhu told me that can you give class today, then I was looking at the verse, I was getting different kind of inspiration. When I came in the morning, Subal Prabhu said something else, then I changed the topic totally. I was not planning to talk about this, because he was mentioning about how today is the appearance day of Gopala Bhatta Goswami and disappearance day of Ramachandra Kaviraj. Then I was meditating on how this is a really wonderful verse for this particular occasion. All these great Vaishnavas, they exhibit so many different Vaishnava qualities. And when we are trying to follow in the footsteps of these Vaishnavas, the only way we can render proper service to them is by cultivating these qualities. And we will not be able to cultivate these qualities unless we are actively trying to pursue those qualities. And out of all these qualities, obviously there are many qualities which are very important. For example, in Nectar of Instruction, the third verse, we have Utsaga Nitsayat Dairyat. So other things are not really qualities, those are activities. The first three are qualities. So one has to be enthusiastic while rendering devotional service, and one has to be Utsagan Nischayat Dairyat. So one has to be confident, and one has to, what is the third one? One has to be patient. So one has to be enthusiastic, one has to be patient, and one has to have the confidence that just by rendering devotional service, everything is going to be taken care of. Then one might ask a question, what do you mean, everything is going to be taken care of? Is it everything? Yes, it is everything. When we have the confidence, the Lord is going to be taking care of things. So that brings us to the point which we saw in the summary, where King Dushmanta, having a child, what he does, he just leaves the child and he just goes back to his kingdom. So we can see, but we can also see that this king is a saintly king. He is a saintly king. Whenever we look at some of these kind of pastimes, often it can be bewildering. He is supposed to be a saintly king, but his activities are not at all saintly. Even a materially motivated person will not even think of doing something like this, leaving behind the wife and child without anybody to support. But many of these personalities, they understand, I am not the protector, but rather the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the protector. He is going to take care of these personalities So when they have that understanding, when they have that particular kind of mood, so based on their own qualification and based on the qualification of like others who are involved, the Lord is like, you know, going to be, in a sense, like, you know, based on the that faith or that confidence, the Lord is going to reciprocate. Here we can see that they were like very nicely taken care of by that particular sage. So like that we can see in the in Srimad Bhagavatam, especially in many places, kings, they have children are like not just the kings, like, you know, like in different places we see that somebody will have a child and they will say like, I'm not going to be taking care of the child. They abandon the child or they do something or other. And then we see that how this, like, you know, that particular child became a great devotee because the child was under the protection of a devotee. So they were nurtured and trained in a particular manner. So most of the time nothing is an accident. Everything is orchestrated by the Lord based on the desires of a particular living entity. So when we read the scriptures, we get like, you know, that like confidence. Okay, like, you know, the Lord is going to take care of me. And like, you know, like how we see in the scriptures, different devotees are so enthusiastic because today is the like appearance day of like Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Ramachandra Kaviraj. We can see that how they exhibited like various like Vaishnava qualities. In the interest of time, we will not go into like, you know, the individual pastimes, but we can see that how like all these Vaishnavas, they were there are like, you know, two or three qualities which stands out in most of our acharyas. First one is their humility. We can see that how humble all these Vaishnavas are. Like when we read some of their writings or the songs which they wrote or their pastimes, we can see like how humble they are. Even though they are so exalted personalities, still they feel incapable of rendering a particular service. Sometimes even getting the association, they feel so bad that, you know, like, I'm not even qualified to get the association of like other Vaishnavas because I'm like untouchable, or I was born a particular family or that or this or whatever the circumstance might be. They feel like, you know, really like humble. So I'm not qualified. So only like when somebody feels that I'm not qualified, they are actually qualified, right? So when somebody feels that genuine humility, then we see that they are actually very well advanced in their devotional service. We can see that in the pastime of Gopala Bhatta Goswami and Ramachandra Kaviraj, how humble they were. And another quality which stands out in like most of our like acharyas is the gratitude. Like almost always all this, not like almost always, like always all these Vaishnava acharyas, they felt so grateful for whatever gifts they have received. Whatever gifts they have received from their spiritual master and other Vaishnavas, they treasure those. They are so grateful for those gifts. And the power of gratitude is, it is like, you know, like very, very strong. Like, you know, whenever one feels grateful, that automatically makes one like humble, that automatically makes one like simple hearted, that automatically makes one tolerant, that automatically makes one cultivate that enthusiasm. So just being like, you know, grateful for whatever we received, we can easily cultivate like other qualities. And we can see in the lifetime of like, you know, Vaishnava acharyas, that how grateful they were for the gifts they have received. like you know, like the training they had received from their spiritual master, they were so grateful for those. And we can see it in all the scriptures they had written. And like at the beginning of the like scriptures itself, they will be like, you know, writing poems glorifying the spiritual master or those devotees who had inspired them to write a particular literature, and how they are not capable of writing this literature, but still they are feeling like very grateful for the gifts they had received, and they are feeling compassionate towards others that they want to share that. Though they are feeling humble that they are not qualified to share whatever they are like about to share, but they were like in a very very like you know, they exhibit in essence so many like different like Vaishnava qualities. So let us meditate on this like in a particular day about the wonderful qualities exhibited by various Vaishnava acharyas, especially Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Ramachandra Kaviraj, and let us like you know read their pastimes and understand what kind of qualities they had exhibited. And when we meditate on those qualities, then we are like associating with these great like an exalted personalities, and we will also be getting an opportunity to develop those like qualities. So that is what like I wanted to like share. Initially I was thinking of like adding little bit more, but we will like stop here in the interest of time, and let us see whether there are like any questions or comments or correct suggestions. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Who's Ramachandra Kaviraj? Is that who is? I don't know who that is.
I need assistance of. Can you please share, Prabhu? Ramachandra Kaviraj.
I can't remember many of the details of Ramachandra Kaviraj, but associate Lord Chaitanya for sure. And but I cannot remember the details of him.
Anybody else remembers? Okay, there.
Yeah, Navadvip. Baba.
Hare Krishna. Ramachandra Kaviraj was a friend of the Narottam Das Thakur, and he is the disciple of Srinivas Acharya. So before they were, you know, Shakti Pujari, you know, what is said that they were worshipping Lord Shiva, Kali and Durga, it's called Shakti. So after that, when they associated with, you know, Srinivas Acharya, they again, you know, become Vaishnava. So Narottam Das Thakur, near that place, Narottam Das Thakur is a great devotee of the Lord. So they become the friend of Narottam Das Thakur. So his identity is a disciple of, you know, Srinivas Acharya's, disciple of Srinivas Acharya, and then friend of Narottam Das Thakur. So he left all these things in a house, relatives things. So he has no background that. Only he has identity there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Is Narottam Das Thakur is a friend of the Narottam, you know. Ramachandra Kaviraj is the friend of the Narottam Das Thakur and disciple of Srinivas Acharya. That's it.
So, like, you know, like, Prabhu also has, like, another thing to add. Yeah, so thank you, Prabhu. So actually, like, you know, like Kaviraj means the king of poets. So one of the quality of a Vaishnava, because it is related to the 26 qualities of a Vaishnava, is a quality is poet. The Vaishnava is a poet. And Kaviraj means the, like, you know, like king of the poets. So, yeah, king of poets. So they can write, like, you know, so beautiful poems. So Ramachandra Kaviraj is one such personality who wrote wonderful poems. So let me read, like, one of those. Says, Prakashila Mahaprabhu, Are Krishna Mantra, Premara Vatara Kari, Barila Samsara, Andha Avadi Yatakare, Parsha, Binduna Patila, Mukhe Ramachandra Dasa. He says, Sriman Mahaprabhu is so kind that he manifests the nectar of the Are Krishna Mahamantra. The holy name will free all souls from the cycle of birth and death, from lower planets, from ill. The holy name will give one a taste of divine love for Radha Madhava. So like that, he wrote like in like so many different like poems. So one of the greatness of these exalted Vaishnavas is their compassion. Many people, they cannot read scriptures. Like, you know, they cannot understand Sanskrit, or they are not so scholarly, they cannot, like, you know, understand different scriptures. So our Vaishnava Acharyas, including Ramachandra Kaviraj, they are so merciful. They wrote poems in local languages, the regional languages, so that even a common person can understand the essence of the scriptures. And we can see that, like, you know, though they simplified everything, they maintain the essence, the conclusion of, like, you know, all these scriptures. So even somebody who is not very well advanced, they can easily understand the essence of the scripture in a nice, like, you know, like poetic, in nice poems, which is like very melodious. I did not do justice to the poem, like, you know, which I read, which did not sound like a poem based on my rendering. But, like, you know, these are, like, you know, like when we, these can be, like, you know, like sung in particular, like melodies and things like that. So people can recite them, even common people, they can recite them, understand the message and act on those like messages. So that is, like, you know, like one of the greatness of Vaishnavas like Ramachandra Kaviraj. Their compassion to spread the message of Krishna consciousness to each and every person, irrespective of whether they are, they have the means to, or they are scholarly or not. They try to reach out to each and every person. And if they don't understand some language, then they said, that is fine. We will write poems in the regional like language so that they can understand and they can appreciate the gifts given to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is another point I wanted to make. Yes, Prabhu. Subal Prabhu wants to make a point.
One, just following a theme of your class, one quality that you can appreciate in Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami is this humility. Mm. He is the son of Venkata Bhatta, who was the main priest of Sri Rangan, and in the line of the Sri Sampradaya, there was this teaching that was say that the quality of a Vaishnava, he is like a crane, he is like a rooster, and he is like salt. And the analogy of salt is very beautiful because it says that salt is what gives, you know, what makes a dish, you know, very, very nice, the flavor, it brings the flavor, it supports the whole experience of, you know, taste. And but you don't see, and you ever praise, you know, children are very noisy. When you praise a dish, you say, oh, that potato was very nice, or that spicing was very, very nice. But no one say that salt is so nice, you know. So salt sort of disappear. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami has that mood, exemplified that mood very nice. He said when he was very highly qualified. Yeah, please keep him quiet. Yeah, so he was highly qualified. He had compiled the knowledge of the Sri Rangan, you know, Ramanuja Sampradaya, philosophically, and also all the details of worship. And he compiles very, very organized notes of everything. All the philosophical things, notes that he compiles through his life, he gave to Jiva Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami, and asked him to put them into, you know, organize it and present it. And he requested to Srila Jiva Goswami, do not mention my name. I don't want to be associated with this. It's all you. So that is the Sambardha, is the all the Sambardhas that Srila Jiva Goswami, the six Sandarbhas that Srila Jiva Goswami presented to the world. That is basically the highest, probably the highest work of Srila Jiva Goswami. But it was based on the notes of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Mm-hmm. And Srila Jiva Goswami praised him, but in a hidden way. So, and then he gave all the notes of the worship to Srila Sandarbha Goswami, and the same thing, do not mention my name. And Srila Sanatana Goswami wrote or organized those notes as the Hari Bhakti Vilas, which is the guidelines of us Gaudiya Vaishnavas of how to worship, all the details of how to worship the deities, and that comes also from Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So he was extremely influential. Mm-hmm. And highly, highly qualified, and many of the philosophical understandings that we receive from the Goswamis comes from his contribution. So, but he is not as well known because he purposely, mm-hmm, he wanted to remain, you know, like that. So it's very wonderful quality.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu. Yeah, actually, Gopala Bhatta, all the Vaishnava samskaras which we do, like, you know, the initiation or marriage ceremony and everything Vaishnavas do, is based on the work of Gopala Bhatta Goswami. He wrote Satkriya Sara Deepika. So that is the one which gives the procedures, because in the past, the main emphasis was worship of the demigods. So during different samskaras, various demigods were worshipped. And Gopala Bhatta Goswami removed the demigods and put, like, you know, different deities of the Lord, and praising different deities or like Vedas or different exalted personalities, like, you know, the Mahabhagavatas. And he rewrote different parts, and he made each and every part of the samskara like purely like Vaishnava based. So that is a great achievement, though we don't like glorify him based on, because of kind of like, you know, his like request in the sense. We follow his teachings every day. From worshipping the deities to doing like all the samskaras. So his presence is felt by each and every devotee at like either every day or different point in their life when they are going through
various like samskaras from like before the child is born, when the child, after child is born, or like that, you know, like from all the way, like until the death, he described what kind of samskaras to perform, how to perform those samskaras, so that the child is protected by the Lord and the child can become a great like Vaishnava. So he methodically like, you know, compiled so many different things. So that is like another thing to add to your point, Prabhu. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu. Last question in the interest of time. Our last point.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for your class. I have one comment and a question. So one thing that came to mind when I hear the word quality or qualities is that any product that's made, I mentioned this before, there's a department called quality control. They want to increase the quality by smashing the product, putting pressure on the product. And when they, I saw one documentary where they, when they test the quality of concrete, they make a small block to see if the mixture is proper, and they put it under hydraulic pressure. If it cracks after a little pressure, it's bad quality, and if it withstands a lot of pressure. So we can see in the past times, like you were mentioning, Prahlad Maharaj and Haridasa Thakur, they had a lot of peer pressure put on them. He was Haridasa Thakur was beaten 22 marketplaces, and yet, exactly, and yet his character, the quality of his character didn't crack. He didn't curse them out. He didn't insult them, not even mentally. But when someone just ignores us, the quality of our character, you know, explodes. So that's one point. But my question is related to the point that I try to keep in mind. Maybe you could answer one question. The one thing I try to keep in mind is that when you mention these qualities that you listed from Prabhupada, mentioned that purport, humility, tolerance, forgiveness. If you think about these qualities are only meant to be used when things don't go our way. You never hear someone tell the rich parent, my dear father, I forgive you for giving me Mercedes-Benz for my birthday. I'll tolerate all the inheritances that I'm gonna get, you know, when I graduate. No, so all these qualities are meant. So my question is related to this point is that there's one obstacle that could be a major obstacle that could prevent us from cultivating these qualities even while we're cultivating. And that's the mentality that everything's meant to go my way. So that's what Hiranyakashipu prayed. I wish everything would go my way. But the reality is we're not Krishna. Ishwara, we're not Krishna. Everything won't go our way. So that seems like a major obstacle in cultivating these qualities. And it's hard to get past this obstacle because that's not logical. Nobody prays, I wish that nothing would go my way. But that's the reality of the situation. We're not Krishna. Some things go our way, some things. So how do we reprogram our brain that everything's not meant to go my way? Everyone's not going to respect me. I'm not going to always get my way. And so that seems like a major stumbling block to cultivating any quality. When things are going our way, we're humble. When everyone's nice to us, we're humble. But that's not really mode of goodness. The mode of goodness is when you go through unfavorable circumstances. So that's one point I mentioned. You could elaborate on it or not, but that's one of the points I want to mention. So. Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhu. So whenever we talk about like Vaishnavas, one primary like aspect we can clearly see in the lives of each and every like in a great Vaishnavas is that they act only in a particular way. So let's say like, you know, if we are not so advanced, maybe like I might be saying, oh, like I am not going to eat the brown sweets anymore. And here so many, because I told in front of, let's say, Subal Prabhu, and Subal Prabhu is sitting and watching, I will make sure that I'm not going to go and take the brown seat and eat. And then as soon as he leaves, I'm like, okay, run to the brown seat and eat the brown seat. In a sense, like, you know, we say, we do things, our actions, our mood, or the qualities we exhibit often change based on the circumstance. If we know that, like, you know, somebody is watching us or some, then we put on our best possible quality. Let's say the spiritual master is here, then we will be maybe like, you know, the spiritual master will be thinking, wow, my disciple is really like humbler than blade of grass. He is more tolerant.
as soon as the spiritual master goes upstairs, then the real program starts. So that is like cheating like mentality. So all of us, we are in our conditioned state, we have four defects. So one of the defects is that we carry that cheating mentality. And we see that in the pure Vaishnavas, in the past time, we see that they never change their qualities or their actions or activities. They don't change based on the circumstance. Whether the spiritual master is there or not, whether somebody is watching or not, their actions are the same. Like for example, like in Aridas Thakur, nobody was watching him. So he can do whatever he wants, but his actions were not dependent on the circumstances. So that is like one thing like we can learn, that we need to strive to make sure that we will act in such a way that our actions are not going to change based on the circumstance. It is one, like I can say that today, I am fasting. If I don't have food, let's say I don't have food and nobody is cooking, I'm sick or I'm not cooking and no food at home, I can sit at home and say that, oh, today Subal Prabhu said it is Gopal Bhatta Goswami's and Ramachandra Kaviraj's Gopal Bhatta Goswami's appearance day and Ramachandra Kaviraj's disappearance day, I fasted for their on this occasion. That is not really fasting, right? Because I don't have any food, so I am not really, the intention is not to fast. Real fasting is when we have all the food, somebody made wonderful feast, you look at it and then you say, okay, I'm not going to do that because I want to observe fasting or something like that. So one, when we have something in our hand and if we don't act on that, that indicates that we are actually exhibiting that particular quality. If we don't have anything and if we are not in let's say if nobody is chastising us or something like that, then I cannot really say that whether I am really tolerant or not. Only in those circumstances, if we are going to be tolerant, then we can say yes, we are actually exhibiting that quality. It is similar to the point you made in terms of the quality control or quality assurance kind of program, where they subject your cinder blocks or whatever it is to different machines which puts pressure. So we can see how we react to the external pressures, and many times we might be thinking that there is no pressure. Actually, there are pressures. We might not be recognizing those pressures. So that is another thing which often devotees say. Before I become a devotee, things are kind of fine. And after I become a devotee, I feel that I'm really bad. Before becoming a devotee, I thought I'm a nice person, very nice person. I did not have so many faults. But once I started Krishna consciousness, now I'm seeing that how bad I am. Because that means we are able to perceive things. In the past, we were so much engrossed in all this, modes, we were not even able to perceive that, okay, I am not tolerant, I am not humble, I am not this. But now, because of the power of association with the devotees and with holy name, and we can slowly get rid of the anattas. So that is going to help us in identifying this. Now we are going to much more in tune. Then often the tendency is that, oh, maybe after becoming a devotee, all these anattas are coming. It is not like that. Anattas were always there. In the past, we were so engrossed that we cannot even identify those anattas. Now these layers are slowly, we are getting rid of these layers, so we can identify those. So the next step is, now we know that the process is working. So we need to take shelter of the process more so that we can get rid of these anarthas altogether. So I don't know whether I really addressed your point. And in the interest of time, I will just stop here. Thank you so much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gopala Bhatta Goswami ki jai, Ramachandra Kaviraj ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai.